Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Willie, write me a song.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Vatican says 150,000 people were in St. Peter's Square for Pope Leo XIV's installation mass. The first ever American-born Pope welcoming delegations from around the world, thanking them for attending. The Vatican says representatives from 75 different religions were there. Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio represented the United States. Today, the Pope is meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. An eerie sight in the waters in New York City after a Mexican Navy tall ship crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge after apparently losing power.
As it came up to the bridge, it hit the bridge around the walkway side and just collapsed. All the lights went off.
Two people were killed, 19 were hurt. The bridge is safe and is open. One person was killed in an explosion near a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. The FBI calls it an act of terror. Brian Clark, ABC News. It's back to the bargaining table today for New Jersey Transit and the Rail Engineers Union. Trains for the nation's third largest transit system are at a standstill for the third straight day as officials try to work out a wage increase for engineers. Mark Wallace is the president of the Teamsters Rail Conference.
Our locomotive engineers care about the commuters that they serve every day, but they've been without a pay raise for the last 6 years.
NJ Transit officials say the union's requests are not financially feasible. Nobody was hurt when two Alaska Airlines planes made contact on the tarmac at SeaTac Airport on Saturday afternoon as ground service tugs were maneuvering the aircraft. And it was a win for journalism at the Preakness Stakes last night. The pre-race favorite rallied from behind to beat eight other horses, enduring plenty of bumping down the stretch. No Triple Crown this year because Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty did not run in the Preakness, but Sovereignty and journalism could meet in the Belmont Stakes. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Your forecast for today is calling for highs to be around, for highs to be in the upper 60s, northwest winds of around 5. More sunshine in the afternoon and warmer temperatures later on. As for tonight, increasing clouds, lows of around 40, east winds 5 to 10. Monday, cloudy, 30% chance for showers, highs of 60. And on Tuesday, cloudy, rain most of the day, some periods of heavy rain expected, and highs near 50. Winds are out of the northeast at 5, and it's 46 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcom, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern gospel. Our featured artist will be Jeff Tolbert and Primitive Road.
God's really blessed it. It's not been a struggle. It's just like we, almost like I hadn't even skipped a beat.
Plus, we'll enjoy a spotlight visit with Brenda Rhodes.
The cross has changed everything for all of us.
It's all great gospel coming up today on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
I've got that old-time religion. Got that old-time religion. That is why. I'm satisfied. Well, you may ask me if I'm happy, if I have oh sweet peace within, if I'm worried about tomorrow when I reach my journey's end. Well, I'm satisfied with my Jesus. And when he knocks, oh, I'm gonna let him in. Cause he'll go with me, he'll go with me through the valley. For I know he is my friend.
I'll be at rest. And didn't you know I'm satisfied? I've got that old time religion, got that old time religion. That is why I'm satisfied. If my friends, they all forsake me and they turn me from their door, if they sow no seeds of kindness, make the thorns in my path grow, well, it won't matter over yonder when I reach the other side. Well, I'm gonna sit down with my Jesus. Oh, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. Yes, satisfied.
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 I'm satisfied.
No trouble can ever get me down. When my eyes are closed in hell, with my Jesus I'll be at rest. And then you'll know I'm satisfied. In death, with my Jesus, I'll be at rest, and then you know I'm satisfied.
Jonathan Wilburn with Satisfied. Our featured artist today is Jeff Tolbert and Primitive Road. In 2023, the Primitives retired after 50 years in ministry. Jeff Tolbert had been a member of the group since the 90s, but wasn't quite ready to retire.
So that being said, I didn't really know exactly what was in store for me, I've always loved what I've done, and God's always given me an opportunity to be a part of a lot of tremendous groups and gospel music, and I'm very thankful for the journey thus far. But it was like, you know, and a lot of folks said, well, you need to do your own thing, or you need to do this, that, and the other. And I was like, just with a lot of prayer, and I don't know, just seemed like God opened up doors.
Jeff did decide to start his own group, so then you have to come up with a name.
As far as the name goes, you know, when we kind of decided to do this, it was just like, you know, it was nothing about taking the name of anything, and it's not, because I mean Primitive Quartet and Primitive Road are two different names, you know. But that being said, it was like just a little bit of something other to just pay legacy to four other guys that I have traveled with, and especially five, you know, since Norman had passed away. But those guys have been tremendous to me, and just I love them all dearly. And it's just so I thought, man, and we were trying to figure out names and stuff like that, and it was like, what do we do? And we were praying about it and stuff like that, and all of a sudden we said that one night at the table, and it was just like, that's it, you know. And that way we could pay legacy, you know, to these guys that have. And that's kind of how it kind of come into play, you know.
That's Jeff Tolbert. He tells us about the members of the group.
It's Mitch Gallion from Sweetwater, Tennessee. He plays the bass. And then Skylar Coffey from up around Whitley City, Kentucky, up in that area, playing mandolin and guitar, and does a great job singing, fiddle, different things like that. And then Elisha Moore from Adairsville, Georgia. And he's actually Isaac Moore's brother, from the Inspirations, and he came with us when he was 15. I'd met him on the cruise, and my son had got acquainted with him, and they were singing around and stuff like that, and that's kind of how I got to know him. And then I never really thought the opportunity of him being 15, you know, that this could work out, but his parents were so great to let him homeschool, and they worked all that out. So he's homeschooled, and he's now 16, got his driver's license, so he can actually commute with us and things like that, and doing a tremendous job of singing, and he's just a good kid.
Their new recording is called Heaven Is Waiting For Me. We're going to start with the last cut on the CD, Hallelujah, Our Lord Is Risen.
I'm certainly thankful for a risen Savior. I'm glad that the tomb is empty, the stone is rolled away, and He's alive forevermore. And I'm so thankful that He lives in my heart. This is a song that we do that we enjoy singing. It's entitled Hallelujah, Our Lord Is Risen.
Come forth from the grave. Death is defeated. The stone. empty where he lay. Go tell the people the tomb is empty, and it's there for the world to see. The chains of death and all its power is swallowed up in victory. Oh, hallelujah, our Lord is risen. He has come forth from the grave. Death is defeated, the stone is rolled back, the tomb is empty where he lay. Our assurance that we shall rise up from the grave. Oh, hallelujah, our Lord is risen. He has come forth from the grave. Death is defeated, the stone is rolled back, the tomb is empty where he lay.
And that's Jeff Tolbert and Primitive Road. You might think that this style of gospel music isn't for young people, but 16-year-old guitar player Elisha Moore might disagree. He tells us about another song in the project.
When I was 9 years old, I got saved. Ever since then, he's been more precious to me than anything in this world. This is a song we sing called More Precious Than Gold.
Jesus redeemed us from sin and from shame. Let us safe into the fold. Why he should love us we never can know. He is more precious than
lost it.
more precious than gold. That's Jeff Tolbert and Primitive Road. More with the group coming up later today. In just a moment, a new radio single that you're going to love from Mark Bishop.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
The walk across the stage marks more than an ending. It marks a beginning. Well done, Riverdale Class of 2025. This announcement is sponsored by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, and House on the Rock Resort and Attraction.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Welcome back. Something new from Mark Bishop is coming up in just a moment. Right now, the Triumphant Quartet featuring Clayton Inman, Deep Waters.
Sometimes life is hard. At times you've questioned why. And there are moments when you really struggle to survive. But there's a peace that passes understanding, and grace enough to keep your faith alive. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. Loved by the Father, and He calls you His own. Through storms and waves, He makes a way when all your hope is gone. When rivers rise, He hears your cry. So just keep holding on. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. When the pain is real, you've lost the words to pray, and all the fear is paralyzing your will to be brave. Trust the one who speaks to winds and oceans. Take His hand, for He is strong to save. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. You are loved by the Father, and He calls you His own. Storms and waves, He makes a way when all your hope is gone. When rivers rise, He hears your cry. So just keep holding on. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. refuge. He will never leave you. A present help, and he wants you to know. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. You are loved by the Father, and he calls you his own. Through storms and waves, he makes a way when all your hope is gone. When rivers rise, he hears your cry, so just keep holding on. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone.
Deep Waters, that's the Triumphant Quartet. Mark Bishop has written a new song that I think you're going to love. 20 years ago, Mark released a single called Bring Lazarus Back.
Lazarus died. I cried when I had to bring Lazarus back.
That song came out in 2005. I'm not sure if you'd call this new single a sequel, but it does continue that storyline. Here's Mark Bishop with Now Lazarus Can Sing.
Have you seen Lazarus since that day? Something about him has changed. You know the day that I'm talking about, the day Jesus called out his name. I spoke to him just the other day at the market. I pulled him aside. Can you remember the things you saw? He put his hand on my shoulder and cried. So I talked to his sister Martha. Martha, what's he said to you? She said he looks out of the window and smiles at his worrying days are all through. Said he remembered walking on gold. No one was sick there and no one was old. He prays every day like his heart is on fire. He said he was learning to sing in that choir. With Lazarus all of my life. He couldn't carry a tune if he tried. But something has changed since Lazarus died. It's the funniest thing. Now Lazarus can sing. I watch him more closely than the things he does. He's more patient than he's ever been. I heard him pray just the other night, Lord, when can I come back again? I said, brother, what can you remember? He said there was a voice that I knew. It said, Lazarus, come forth, and I wanted to stay. But I woke up inside of that tomb. He tells me that he thought he knew what love was before. There's so much more, more, more. He said he remembered walking on gold. No one was sick there and no one was old. He prays every day like his heart is on fire. He said he was learning to sing that choir. I grew up with Lazarus all of my life. He couldn't carry
just died. It's the funniest thing now Lazarus can sing.
Lazarus can sing. That's Mark Bishop.
Hey, everybody. Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. I recently saw a book in the bookstore called How to Solve 50% of Your Problems. So I bought two of them. Keep smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcom right here on the Gospel Greats.
Thank you, Tim Lovelace. Here's Gold City with Rise Up.
Same every day, going to the temple to pray, passing by the lame man at the gate again. Some said as far as they could see, that was all he'd ever be, just a beggar in a sad circumstance.
But choosing first to criticize what they didn't realize,
a miracle was stirring in the air.
Lying outside the gate for so long, begging to survive. Just a poor crippled man standing up to testify. God sent Peter and John my way when they heard my plea. They said, such as I have, give I thee in Jesus' name receive.
That's Gold City from their project Right Now. Coming up, we'll have more with Jeff Tolbert and Primitive Road. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
For the graduates of Ithaca High School, the final bell has rung, and the adventure ahead is waiting. Southern Wisconsin celebrates the class of 2025. Proudly saluted by the People's Community Bank, Town & Country TV & Appliance, and by Richards Insurance. If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Good morning. Bo Hendricks here with you on WRCO as we are at 46 degrees. Already Sunday and already May 18th. Today, a cowboy church service will be held. That will be at Muscadet Presbyterian Church at 9:30. Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band will be performing at the service, and all are welcome to attend. Also, going on today, the Ithaca Lions Club is holding their annual consignment auction starting at 11 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Consignment items include agricultural equipment, lawn and garden, recreation equipment, cars, trucks, and tools, just to name a few. So you can stop on out and see maybe if there's something you want to add to your collection.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. We have more with Jeff Tolbert and Primitive Road coming up. Here's a new song from the Tribute Quartet. It's called So Many Reasons.
One, when I'm all poured out, he fills up my soul. Two, even though I fall, he never lets go.
Three, in my brokenness, he's making me whole.
I could go on and on about him forever. I could sing.
I've got so many reasons to praise his name. I'm counting blessing on blessing with every day. And when I walk through the fire, he still makes a way. I've got so many reasons to praise.
Like a river flowing deep in my soul.
Grace.
Yes, he paid a debt that he never owed.
Hope.
For tomorrow, yes, this one thing I know.
That still a thousand hallelujahs would never be enough.
I've got so many reasons to praise his name. I'm counting blessing on blessing with every day. And when I walk through the fire, he still makes a way. I've got so many.
Let me tell you all about it.
He's been so, so good.
And he'll never change.
He's been so, so good.
Oh, glory, hallelujah.
He's been so, so good to me. I've got so many reasons to praise his name. I'm counting blessing on blessing with every day. And when I walk through the fire, he still makes a way. I've got so many reasons to praise. So many, many reasons to praise his name.
So Many Reasons, the Tribute Quartet. Our featured group today is Jeff Tolbert and Primitive Road with songs from their project Heaven is Waiting for Me. Jeff, of course, is one of the former members of the Primitive Quartet. He remembers the big influence that the late Norm Wilson had on his life.
No disrespect to any man in our group, but probably me and Norman was probably the closest out of all. He was like a father figure to me. And I guess probably we spent If there were 7 days a week, we spent at least five, if not seven, together all the time, you know, just doing different things. We hunt and fish together. We made music together. A lot of times we just worked down in his wood shop, things like that. And we spent a lot of time together. And like I said, he's like a father figure. But, you know, God blessed us to be able to continue on, you know, and to do that. It's very humbling to be able to try to stand up and sing some of his songs. And at the first, I didn't feel like I was worthy to do that part or whatever, but the guys encouraged me, and thank goodness that we didn't have to make no changes, that we were able to continue on. And he was very influential in my life as far as just I learned a lot of wisdom from him. And he was a hard one, that's for sure. I mean, you know, and what he did, but he loved it. He loved the people. Reagan said many times when we were on stage, he loves it so well, he's the first one on the bus and he's the last one to get off, you know. And he always made those comments like, we have to get out here and shake these folks' hands all the way up to their elbow. He just loved stuff. He had certain sayings that was just funny, just that old-timey way, you know, but he loved the Lord, and he had a song in his heart sing, and he was real, the real deal.
Norm Wilson unexpectedly passed away in 2014, and Jeff moved to the front line for the Primitive Quartet. His new group has already been in heavy demand. Jeff says it's all about the songs.
I certainly love a song with a powerful message and strong lyrics. I kind of stumbled across this song as I was actually working on someone else's project, and they actually recorded the song, and I just fell in love with it and knew that I sure would love to sing that song. And it's been such a blessing to us and the group, and folks have really been responding to the song. But, you know, I'm glad that he had mercy for me when he heard my cry, and I'm thankful for God's love and his mercy, and I pray that you'll enjoy this. It's entitled, I Am the One.
I was lost in darkness when I began to pray. Then Jesus came to me on that fateful day. Now he says, child, I know you're sorry for all that you have done. Just reach to me, for I am. I am the one who died on the tree, and I am the one who will set you free. When I heard you cry, have mercy on me. Says, child, don't be discouraged and don't be afraid, for lo, I am with you now and always. I am the one who died on the tree, and I am the one who will set you.
Tolbert and Primitive Road with I Am the One. Bass player Mitch Galyon is happy to be part of the group, and he says there's a great chemistry with the guys.
I appreciate the opportunity that the Lord has given me and Brother Jeff and how he invited me into the group and entrusted me in such a vital role playing bass. I don't take it lightly, and I'm grateful for him and Skyler and Elisha, and I enjoy being with them and the camaraderie that we have, and not only off stage, but especially on stage. And how we get to sing and play these old songs by the Primitive Quartet, but not only that, the new stuff that we do, the songs that are so blessed, and I love it. It's my heart, and I believe the best music that you could ever produce or sing is what's in your heart. And I appreciate the Lord putting that there, and the Lord saving me when I was 16 years old. And I'm looking forward to what the Lord has in store for Jeff Talbert and Primitive Road.
That's Mitch Gallion, and here is Jeff Talbert and Primitive Road with the title track of their album, Heaven Is Waiting For Me.
On earth we have troubles and trials, disappointments and sorrow we see. But someday I know we'll leave these below. Heaven is waiting for me. Heaven is waiting for me. Someday in glory its beauty I'll see. With the Redeemer, with the Savior will be. Heaven is waiting for me.
Heaven's waiting for me.
In glory I'll live in God's likeness for the ages of eternity. And there by God's grace we'll look on His face. Heaven is waiting for me. Heaven is waiting for
me. Waiting for me.
Someday in glory its beauty I'll see. With the Redeemer,
with the Savior
will be. Heaven is waiting for me.
Waiting for me.
Soon I shall inherit a mansion where I'll ever be happy and free. What joy there awaits just inside the gates. Heaven is waiting for me.
Heaven is waiting for
me. Waiting for me. Someday in glory its beauty I'll see.
With the Redeemer,
with the Savior
will be.
Heaven is waiting for
me.
Heaven is waiting for me. That's Jeff Talbert and Primitive Road. We'll have more with them coming up at hour two. In just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
From science fairs to sport fields, this class has done it all. Time to celebrate graduation of Weston High School 2025. Brought to you by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, and Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Hello, friend, and welcome back. Coming up, we'll have our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Here are the Kingsmen with their new single, Soul Set Free.
Don't know why I keep looking back, wrestling with my broken past. Lord knows I've had enough of that, and it's about time I finally lay it
all to rest. Start looking at what's ahead. It's who I was ain't who I am, and I'll testify. I'm a soul set free, forgiven and redeemed, walking in victory every minute, every moment, every day. It's only by God's good grace this sinner's heart's been changed ever since love got a hold of me. I'm a soul set free. A little different now since you turned my life around. I don't deserve it, there ain't no doubt, but I can't deny everything he's done to me. It's a beautiful mystery, and though he's still working on me, I'm living my best life. I'm a soul set free, forgiven and redeemed, walking in victory every minute, every moment, every day. It's only by God's good grace this sinner's heart's been changed ever since love got a hold of me. I'm a soul set free.
Soul Set Free, that's the Kingsmen from their project Unstoppable God. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. The Southern Gospel music community is mourning the passing of singer and songwriter Squire Parsons. Mr. Parsons was 77 years old. Born April the 4th of 1948, Squire Parsons Jr. began singing Southern Gospel music professionally when he joined West Virginia's Calvarymen Quartet in 1969. By 1975, Mr. Parsons had joined the Kingsmen, serving as the quartet's baritone vocalist for most of his tenure there. Following his departure from the Kingsmen in 1979, Squire started a solo ministry and his songwriting career. He also formed the trio Squire Parsons and Redeemed from 1984 to 1991, and the Squire Parsons Trio from 1995 until 2009. During Mr. Parsons' professional singing career, he was honored numerous times for his contributions to gospel music. The readers of the Singing News magazine presented him with the award for favorite baritone in 1986 and 1987, favorite male singer in 1988, and favorite songwriter in 86, 92, 93, 94, and 95. His song, Sweet Beulah Land, was voted Song of the Year in 1981. Squire was inducted into the Southern Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2008, and he was also inducted into the Gospel Music Association's Hall of Fame in 2000 as a former member of the Kingsmen. Though he continued to make limited appearances in his home area of Asheville, North Carolina, Mr. Parsons retired from traveling in 2019 due to health concerns. Even while facing several serious health issues in his mid to late 70s, Mr. Parsons' powerful voice could often be heard during regular services and revivals at Trinity Baptist Church in Asheville. Our condolences to his many friends, fans, and family Coming up in hour two, we'll have a special tribute to Squire. Heather Rose Jordan, married to Hutch Jordan of the Jordan Family Band, was hospitalized while having difficulty passing a kidney stone. The 5-millimeter stone caused an infection and a spike in blood pressure. She was able to pass the stone and her condition is improving. Please keep Heather Rose in your prayers. The SGMA has announced their 4th annual golf tournament hosted by SGMA President Arthur Rice on Tuesday, June 24th at the Sevierville Golf Club. All of the details and registration links are available at sgma.org. And our number one song on the Singing News Magazine weekly chart comes from Peach Goldman. It's called Life, Giving Us Life.
I see a temple where Jesus the Word opened the scroll and the word was read. I see the bread breaking the bread on a hillside where thousands were fed, and the Prince of Peace speaking peace to calm an angry sea.
When he walked up the hill to Calvary, I see the way making a way. When he cried, "It is finished," I hear the truth declaring the truth that all can be saved.
And when he bowed his head, closed his eyes in death, and made the sacrifice,
I see the life giving us life.
I see a woman there at the well who would drink from the well that would never run.
That's Peach Goldman. And that'll wrap things up for Hour 1. Coming up in Hour 2, more with Jeff Tolbert and Primitive Road, a Spotlight segment with Brenda Rhodes, and we'll pay tribute to the Southern gentleman, Squire Parsons.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. In addition to the congregation being welcoming and warm, worship at Willow Valley is fun. My husband and I previously used to attend a large urban church, and we now delight in the active exchange between the congregation and the pastor during the worship service. It's unpretentious, it's interactive, it's informative, and it really is enjoyable. If you are looking for a church where you can be yourself, where you can be welcomed like family, and where worship is fun, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Memories were made, challenges were met, and dreams are in motion. Congratulations, graduates of Kickapoo and Lafarge High Schools. This salute is sponsored by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, and Ring Brothers Classic Auto Body.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Hello and good morning. You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, Wisconsin. Going to be a pretty nice day today, partly cloudy, pleasant overall, highs in the mid to upper 60s. A little windy, but not too much. 5 to 10 miles an hour out of the north. Tonight, cooling down, partly cloudy, and lows down to around 39, and then partly to mostly cloudy Monday, highs of 63. Today, being held today, a memorial ride for Grace, an in memory of Phyllis Armbruster, will be held. Riders will leave Honker's Bar, Muscadet, at noon and travel to Rockton Bar to enjoy a chicken dinner. Those taking part are also, if you'd like to order your chicken dinner in advance, you can call 625-4395. All are welcome to take part, though, in the ride. There will also be raffles.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up in hour two, we'll continue our visit with Jeff Tolbert and Primitive Road.
God's really blessed it. It's not been a struggle. It's just like we, almost like I hadn't even skipped a beat.
Plus, a spotlight segment with Brenda Rhodes.
The cross has changed everything for all of us.
And a special tribute to Squire Parsons.
I got to thinking about Squire telling me the story of how he wrote Beulah Land.
It's all great gospel coming up right here on The Gospel Greats.
I ain't going looking for
this morning with a world of worries on my mind. Yeah, fear was talking like a thousand other times. But right then and there, I chose to pray and make the most out of today.
I ain't gonna looking for trouble, no. I ain't gonna borrow no sorrow. Gonna give God all my today's and tomorrow's, and I ain't going trouble.
today's and tomorrow's and